Hello again, friends. I hope you enjoyed your meal and welcome back to the Grand Hall. You know, I've just been speaking to the knights about the upcoming battle, and we are prepared to hold the fort as the king has commanded. Now, I believe it's time for one last story before we begin preparations for another siege. Have you ever heard the story of Knight George? Well, I think that Captain Mike is going to be telling that story to us, so let's listen carefully.
At ease. Good evening, Knights of Christ. We have to be inside for inside information, so let us go at once to the Grand Hall. I still have the keys to the hall, so let's go in. Tonight's story is about Knight George. His real name you will have to guess. In the year November 10th, 1483, Knight George was born in Ellisbin, Germany, by the Wartburg Mountains. His mother was a pious woman, and his father was a copper miner that loved God and also loved to read. At the age of 14, he was educated in the Franciscan school, where he was flogged 15 times in one occasion.
Scout Rachel here, sir, but I'm sure glad they don't allow flogging at my school.
He found himself begging for bread until a kind lady took him in and took care of him with her husband. But then in 1501, Knight George went to the University of Erfurt, where he learned discipline. It was at Oxford when he first saw the Bible. In July 16, 1505, he entered into the monastery against his father's wishes. It was here that he strived for perfection by fasting and scourging himself daily. By these practices, many believed that he was very pious. But in 1507, he became a priest and a teacher under Frederick the Wise, the Elector of Saxony. He gained the reputation of being most learned in the order. But in 1512, Knight George became the Doctor of Theology in the University of Wittenberg. In one occasion, Knight George went to Rome on pilgrimage, and he saw the corruption there. And at a later time, he said if there ever was a hell, Rome was built over the top of it. While he was there climbing up Pilate's staircase and whipping himself for his sins, he heard a voice from heaven saying, "The just shall live by faith." And with this, he ran from the place never to return again. It was around this time he learned the Bible and saw problems with the Church of Rome. So he wrote a thesis of 97 propositions against the power of the Pope and the corruption of the priests. Meanwhile, a man named Albert of Mainz wanted to buy a bishopric, but it cost a lot of money. So he asked and conspired with the Pope to make a loan with a very rich family called the Frugals. Maybe they were rich because they were frugal. I don't know. Anyway, for the Pope wanted to build St. Peter's, and Albert wanted the bishoprics. So the Pope and Albert conspired together to pay off the loan. So they hired a former corrector of heretics named John Tetzel to sell indulgences. The plan was that people would pay money to the church to get their loved ones out of perdition.
I'd pay a lot of money too if I thought it would help save one of my loved ones from the horrible, terrible, flaming fire of hell.
With this, the church became very rich. It was said of the indulgence box, "As the coin rings in the box, so the soul will spring." So Knight George was very upset with his new papal practice. So he wrote a 95 thesis about the Pope and his indulgences, and also that you're justified by faith, not by works, and that salvation is a free gift from God. It was very common of that time that anything that was written theologically was put on the door of the Wittenberg Church so that other scholars could read it and debate over it. But someone got a hold of it and gave it to the people in their own tongue. All of a sudden, Knight George stepped on a very sensitive situation. I don't know about you, but when someone touches somebody else's money, it can get very touchy. Well, it wasn't very long after that that he was summoned to the Diet of Worms. Now, the Diet of Worms is not a diet of a plate full of worms. It actually means a parliament or a meeting of a serious conduct. It was here that the Pope wanted Knight George to recant his teachings. But after a long deliberation of two times, Knight George said these incredible words: "If my judgment is not in the way brought unto the subject of God's word, I can nor will retract anything, for I cannot be either safe or honest. For a Christian to speak against his conscience, here I stand, I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." After the Diet was over, Knight George had less than 12 days of safe conduct to go back home. But the Elector of Saxony was so concerned about Luther being killed that he set up an ambush to take Knight George into a secret place called the Wartburg Castle. It was in this place that his name was changed to Knight George to disguise his identity. So who was Knight George?
Let me guess. Martin Luther?
His name was Martin Luther, the great German reformer. History tells us that Martin Luther did more in the Wartburg Castle for the cause with his pen than all the other years when he was not there in his public life. So knights, fight the battle of the Lord when champions are few. This will be your test. You are dismissed.
Thank you so much for that story, Captain Mike. And thank you, friends, for listening to these stories of our heroes. Make sure to keep close to our Prince Jesus. And we'll see you next time you come to the castle. Godspeed!